All right, ready to dive into the world of trading.
Let's do it.
Today we're tackling how to take control in a market that often feels, well, uncontrollable.
Right, like that saying, in trading, we cannot direct the wind, we can only adjust our sails.
Love that. And knowing what you can control, that's huge. It's the difference between feeling like you're just along for the ride and actually, steering the ship.
Exactly. And so many traders get caught up trying to predict every little market move.
Oh, I've been there. Spent way too much time glued to charts, convinced I could will my stocks to go up. Spoiler alert, it didn't work.
Because it's not about magic, it's about strategy. It's about recognizing the areas where you do have agency and making smart choices within those boundaries.
Which is what we're breaking down today.
Absolutely.
So, our source dives right into four key areas where, as traders, we hold the reins. And the first one, while seemingly obvious, is often where things go sideways, what you buy. It's more than just saying, hey, that stock's been all over the news, I'm in.
Way more. This is where thorough research becomes your most valuable asset.
Okay, so beyond just like Googling a company, what does that look like?
Think deeper. We're talking about really getting into the nitty-gritty, scrutinizing a company's financials, understanding their position within their industry, and critically evaluating their potential for growth.
Gotcha. So informed investing, not impulsive clicking.
Exactly.
Okay, next up on our control panel. When you buy, timing the market is the holy grail, right?
Everyone's looking for that crystal ball. And while there's no magic formula, recognizing market signals and trends can significantly increase your chances of success. It's about understanding the rhythm of the market.
Rhythm. Okay. So not just randomly throwing darts at a calendar.
Not quite. Our source mentions technical analysis.
Okay, whenever I hear technical analysis, I picture complicated charts with a million lines.
It's not as intimidating as it sounds.
Yeah.
Think of it like this. Technical analysis is about reading the language of the market, looking for patterns and indicators that suggest where the price might move next.
Okay, so like clues.
Exactly. For example, our source talks about identifying when a stock breaks above a resistance level with strong volume.
Resistance level. That sounds intense. What does that even mean?
Imagine a stock has been hovering below a certain price for a while. That's its resistance level, like a ceiling. When it finally breaks through that ceiling, and it does so with a lot of trading activity, we call that volume, it often signals a surge in buying pressure, potentially pushing the price even higher.
So it's like the market's whispering, hey, things are shifting here. I'm starting to see the appeal of this whole technical analysis thing. Okay, control point number three, how much you buy. This one feels deceptively simple.
Right. It seems straightforward, but it's about so much more than just, I've got money, let's make it rain stocks.
Hold my coffee, market. I'm about to buy all the shares.
It's about managing risk and protecting yourself from those inevitable market dips.
Because we all know those dips are coming, right?
Inevitably, no matter how good a trader you are, sometimes the market throws a curveball. And that's where position sizing comes in.
Position sizing. Okay, break that down for me.
Our source really emphasizes this concept. Essentially, it means determining how much of your capital you're willing to risk on a single trade.
So not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. You wouldn't bet your entire life savings on a single hand of poker, right? You'd spread your bets strategically.
Unless you had one eck of a poker face and a royal flush up your sleeve.
Let's stick to legitimate strategies here. The point is, diversifying your risk is crucial.
Speaking of spreading bets, our final control point tackles just that, when you sell. Now, ideally, this is the fun part, right? Popping champagne, celebrating our stock market wins.
Ideally, yes.
Right.
But just like knowing when to buy is key, understanding when to sell to lock in profits and to cut losses is crucial for long-term success. And that's where having a clear exit strategy comes into play.
And having an exit strategy isn't just about celebrating the wins, right? It's also about knowing when to cut your losses before they get out of control.
Absolutely. It's about taking the emotion out of trading as much as possible.
Yeah.
We've all been there, right? When you're in the thick of it, fear and greed can lead to some pretty impulsive and often disastrous decisions. Having those exit points predetermined helps you stick to your plan, even when the market's doing its best to throw you off course.
It's like having an escape route planned, just in case things go south. So we've covered those four key areas where we have agency as traders. But I gotta ask, what about all that stuff we can't control? Even if I master these four points, there's still a whole lot of market movement that I can't just like wish into existence.
Right. And that's where things get really interesting. Because while we can't control every market fluctuation, understanding those uncontrollable elements and how to navigate them is what separates, you know, the pros from the amateurs.
Okay. I like where this is going. So instead of trying to predict the unpredictable, we need to learn to roll with the punches.
More like dance with it.
Yeah.
Our source talks about this idea that profitability isn't a dial we can just crank up at will.
Meaning
you can't just decide to make a certain amount of money on a trade. The market doesn't work that way.
Okay, that makes sense. But doesn't that mean we're just leaving things to chance? Just crossing our fingers and hoping for the best?
Not at all. Because here's the key. While we can't control how much a stock goes up or down, we can control how much we're willing to risk on that movement.
Okay, so risk management.
Exactly. It's not the sexiest part of trading, I'll admit, but it's the foundation for everything else.
Yeah.
Our source talks about this in terms of your batting average.
Batting average, like in baseball.
Exactly. You don't need to win every trade to be successful, but you do need to manage your risk so that those inevitable losses don't wipe you out.
So it's about staying in the game long enough to actually, like, reap the rewards of those winning trades.
You got it. Think of it like this. Even the most skilled baseball players don't hit a home run every time they're at bat.
Right.
But they understand the importance of getting on base, of playing strategically, so that over the course of the season, their wins outweigh their losses.
Okay, that's a great analogy. So less about hitting grand slams every time, more about playing the long game, making smart decisions that over time lead to consistent gains.
Exactly. And the way we do that is by adjusting our sails to navigate those unpredictable winds. Remember that saying? Our source actually gives some really practical strategies for gaining control over those seemingly uncontrollable aspects of the market. And the first one, unsurprisingly, is mastering risk management.
All right, risk management. Back to that. What are we talking about here specifically? What can we do to make sure we're not risking more than we can afford to lose?
Well, it starts with having a system in place, not just relying on hope or a gut feeling. One of the most effective tools our source talks about is utilizing stop-loss orders.
Right, those safety nets. But how do you actually use them strategically? I mean, how do you decide where to put that stop-loss?
That's a great question. It shouldn't feel arbitrary. You can use technical levels, like recent support levels on a stocks chart, or a percentage-based stop based on your overall risk tolerance. For example, our source suggests a 5% stop-loss order as a starting point.
So if the stock drops more than 5% from your purchase price, your order automatically sells, preventing you from potentially losing even more. That takes discipline, though, to just step away.
It does. But remember, preserving your capital is just as important, if not more important, than chasing those big wins. Because without capital, you're out of the game entirely.
That's a really good point. So risk management is crucial. What other strategies can help us, you know, adjust our sails and weather those unpredictable market storms?
The next one is all about having a plan, like a real written down trading plan.
Hold on, let me grab a notepad. What does that look like?
Think of it as your trading constitution. It outlines your personal strategy, your rules of engagement, your everything. Things like your entry and exit strategies, which we already talked about, your risk management rules, and even your criteria for selecting which assets to trade in the first place.
So it's about removing the guesswork and the emotional decision making as much as possible.
Exactly. Keeps you consistent and disciplined, which, as we've discussed, is crucial when emotions start to run high.
Right, because nothing good happens when you're panic selling or FOMO buying.
Exactly. And speaking of emotions, our source highlights another essential strategy, mastering emotional control.
Ah, yes, the ever-present challenge of keeping a cool head when the market feels like it's on fire.
Because one bad trade doesn't make you a failure, and one winning streak doesn't make you the next Warren Buffett.
Easier said than done, but I'm working on it. So we've got risk management, a solid trading plan, and emotional control. What's the final strategy for weathering those market wins?
This one's all about continuous improvement. The market is like an ever-evolving puzzle. What works today might need tweaking tomorrow. Being adaptable is essential.
Adaptability, got it. But how do we actually put that into practice when it comes to, you know, the day-to-day of trading?
It really starts with curiosity. Stay informed what's happening in the markets, new tech, global events, anything that could impact what you're trading, really.
Staying curious, staying informed. Okay, anything else?
Our source mentions keeping a trading journal. Can't overstate how valuable that is.
A trading journal? Is that like, dear diary, the market made me doubt my entire existence today. Just kidding. But Seriously, what's the best way to approach something like that?
Honestly, a little humor can be helpful when it comes to trading, right? But yeah, that trading journal, it's your space to really analyze your decisions. Learn from the wins, learn from the losses.
It's like reviewing game tape.
Exactly. Document your trades, why you made them, how they turned out. But most importantly, what did you learn? What could you do differently next time?
So it's less about being right or wrong and more about like constant learning and refining your approach.
I got it. The market's always teaching us something if we're open to it.
I like that. So circling back to where we started with that whole sailing metaphor, it's not just about knowing how to adjust the sails. It's about, you know, where are we even going with all this?
Couldn't agree more. That's where your personal goals come in, your risk tolerance, your definition of success as a trader. Once you have that clarity, all these strategies, all these adjustments, they just make so much more sense.
It's like having a destination in mind, right? Otherwise, you're just sailing in circles.
Exactly.
This has been awesome. We started feeling like we were at the mercy of the market, and now we've got a whole toolkit to navigate it. We choose what to buy, when to enter and exit, how much we're willing to risk. It's pretty empowering when you think about it.
It really is. And those uncontrollable market swings, they're always going to happen. But now we understand that true control, it's in how we respond.
Managing risk, having a plan, keeping our cool, never stop learning.
Music to my ears. That's what separates the rookies from those who are in it for the long haul.
Love it. So as we wrap up this deep dive, one final thought for you to ponder. You've adjusted your sails. You've got your navigational tools. Now, where do you want to navigate in the market? What's your trading style? What kind of investor do you want to be?
And most importantly, what's that first step you're going to take to get there?
Because at the end of the day, trading isn't just about following the wind. It's about charting your own course.
And embracing the journey, the ups, the downs, the whole thing.
Couldn't agree more. That's a wrap on today's deep dive. We'll catch you next time, ready to explore some more trading wisdom. Happy trading, everyone.